A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, March 16, 2023. LA Jewish Schools. Parents file lawsuit against CA, LAUSD over exclusion from special ed funding. Three sets of Los Angeles-based parents of students with special needs as well as two Los Angeles Jewish schools are suing the California Department of Education in the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, over being excluded from special education funding. The two schools listed as plaintiffs in the lawsuit are Shalhevet High School and Yavne Hebrew Academy. The lawsuit, filed on March 13, noted that the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, provides funding for special education and other disabilities services to the states, but California only provides such funding to secular private schools, not religious schools. It takes a special kind of chutzpah to deny Jewish kids with disabilities equal access to special education benefits, Eric Rasbach, Vice President and Senior Counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which is representing the plaintiffs, said in a statement. California politicians can end this unlawful discrimination the easy way or the hard way. Hitler. Swastikas drawn on Stanford Jewish students' door. An image of Adolf Hitler and multiple swastikas were drawn on the whiteboard hanging on a Jewish student's dormitory door at Stanford on March 10. The Stanford Daily reported that the student, who wished to remain anonymous, told the paper that the drawings are really making this living situation feel pretty hostile to me. It's very unsettling thinking that I was in my room sleeping and someone was outside of my door doing this. In an email to students, Vice Provost Susie Brubaker Cole wrote that university police are investigating the matter and that anti-Semitism and other forms of hate will not be tolerated. The drawings were the third instance of anti-Semitic vandalism on campus in the past 2 weeks, per the Daily. Tempers flare at Hayward School Board meeting over high school teachers' reported anti-Semitism. The Hayward Unified School District Board meeting on March 7 featured a lot of anger over the situation involving Mount Eden High School English teacher Henry Benz, the Jewish News of Northern California, the J, reported. The J had previously reported that Benz was placed on leave for assigning the anti-Semitic pamphlet, The Hidden Tyranny, which spreads conspiracy theories of Jewish world control. Students, parents and teachers expressed dissatisfaction during public comment at the fact that it took 2 months for Benz to be placed on leave and that in his absence the classroom has been divided between those who support and oppose Benz. The result has been a tense campus climate, per the J. McKinsey rescinds sponsorship from Harvard Arab Conference over speaker's anti-Semitic history. The global management consulting company McKinsey & Company announced in a March 6 statement that they canceled their sponsorship of the Arab Conference at Harvard University over a speaker's anti-Semitic history. The company's statement read, "When we learned late last week that a speaker at an event our recruiting team was sponsoring at Harvard University had a history of anti-Semitic comments, we immediately stepped away from the conference, canceled our in-person recruiting meeting, and withdrew two speakers from the program. We condemn anti-Semitism in all its forms and stand for inclusion and tolerance everywhere." They did not specify which speaker they found to be anti-Semitic. Among those that headlined the conference included former Women's March leader Linda Sarsour and Representative Rashida Tlaib, D.Mish. Republican senators asks Education Department Secretary why taxpayer-funded anti-Semitism is happening on college campuses. A letter to Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona signed by several Republican senators asks why taxpayer-funded anti-Semitism has been allowed to occur on college campuses for so long. Among those signed the letter included Senators Jim Risch, R. Idaho, Ted Cruz, R. Texas, Rick Scott, R. Florida, and Marco Rubio, R. Florida. The senators argued that too many academic programs provide a one-sided narrative against Israel, arguing that 93% of Israel programs at UCLA from 2010 to 13 showed bias against Israel and noted that New York University featured former Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine member Leila Khaled speaking on a Zoom webinar in 2020. The senators also cited an Anti-Defamation League report stating that incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism and assaults are rising on campuses, and cited an AMCHA initiative study saying schools with faculty supporting the anti-Israel boycott, divestment and sanctions movement are 3.6 times more likely to have Jewish and pro-Israel students violently targeted on campus. They concluded the letter by asking a series of questions on the extent of federally funded anti-Semitism on college campuses and what the department is doing to crack down on it.